of Government Affairs and Market Regulatory Policy, Tanner Bamer, says it's accelerated by multiple issues. Worker shortages, supply chain disruptions, drought in the West, and accelerating consumer demand are a few examples. But Bamer says shuttered processing plants are a top concern.
There's not a sufficient processing capacity, even if we are operating at 100% across the board. But then in addition to that, we're not even operating at full capacity at some of these existing plants. And so in order for us to see that strong demand translate back to more dollars to the cattle sector, we need to really make sure that we are enforcing our sound labor laws and make sure that we have a robust access to a good labor pool to make sure that these packing facilities stay open, stay operational, stay operating at maximum capacity. And then we also need to make sure that we're looking at some of these smaller processors as well. You know, the Biden administration announced that they were going to be investing a total of roughly $1 billion in small and regional local meat processors. And we think that the combination of better labor at the packing sector and as well as some new facilities or expanded facilities at the small and regional level will help allow that margin to flow up and down the supply chain a lot better than it has throughout the course of the pandemic.
However, experts say any potential fixes will take time to have an impact. For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network. For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.